Support for NPR comes from the William J. and Hillary R. Clinton Foundation, supporting career criminals for over 30 years. Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. The Radio Thrift Shop is where there's free-form madness to the musical method. Featuring folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. You'll find old 78s, cassette tapes, vinyl records, and yeah, even a few compact discs on the shelf here at the thrift shop. It's a world of discovery for the adventurous spirit. All right, let's see what we have on the shelves this week.
Thank you. Might as well be on a raft out on the middle of the ocean.
You're listening to On a Raft in the Middle of the Ocean by Francis Fay, and you're on the Soundbeat. When Thor Heyerdahl presented his theory that the Polynesian islands were settled by South Americans, the critics scoffed. No way their primitive rafts would last in the open Pacific, said the experts. No shrinking violet he. Heyerdahl decided to prove it could be done.
If I could get you on a raft out on the middle of the ocean, I'd have a chance to be alone with you.
He and his crew built a raft of 9 large balsa trees and rope, not a single nail, rivet, or screw. Kon-Tiki was built using only technologies available at the time. Did they make it? Well, Heyerdahl's documentary of the voyage won an Oscar in 1951. You can watch the whole thing right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
watch the fireworks grow.
The Wonder Who, here on the Radio Thrift Shop with Watch the Flowers Grow, which is what we're doing this springtime. It's absolutely wonderful. Although Mother Nature is a little bit disoriented, sometimes she thinks it's March, other times it's May. Back in March, she thought it was May. I don't know, she's had a rough winter, but it's been glorious here in New Hampshire. Before that, we heard Mulatu of Ethiopia. And prior to that, we heard Mr. Joe Pass with A Time for Us. And we started off with Dorothy Ashby, You Stepped Out of a Dream. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'll be back with more music right after this.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Few films have had more drama associated with their making than Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now, based on the novella Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. We must assume that our listeners have seen this masterful chronicle, which explores the horror, the hypocrisy, and the ultimate price that war can exact on those who lose themselves within its darkness. If not, run, do not walk, to find any opportunity to see one of the great films of all time. But that's not the film we're talking about today. Rather, a documentary chronicling its making, Hearts of Darkness, a filmmaker's apocalypse, is the inside story of the production of Apocalypse Now. Making a film is always hard, but this one was big, really big, in concept and production. Shot in the Philippines and beleaguered by a corrupt government, a mythical script, drug-addled stars, Martin Sheen's heart attack, and Marlon Brando at his childishly spoiled best, Coppola put everything on the line. From the start, he believed his film worthy of any risk, any personal or professional sacrifice. Documentary footage, much of it shot by Coppola's wife Eleanor, and interviews with key players, exposed the horror of filmmaking. At any moment, perilously close to implosion. Hearts of Darkness, a filmmaker's apocalypse. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
I say it and I never mean it anyway. I'm right. to my room, you'll be traveling. Board a train that's taking you away from everything and everyone that you knew.
To listen once, but it's true.
Australian group Wally with a tune called Your Own Way. Before that, from the UK, we heard Burt Yance, Jackie McShee, Danny Cox, Jean Renborn, and Danny Thompson, The Pentangle, with a tune called Reflection. We started that set off with Wally and a tune called What to Do. And what to do? Well, listen to the Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org. I've been broadcasting on WSCS since 1999 and on the radio airwaves since 1975. Now, if you'd like to communicate with me, my email address is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
Most people don't know who Senator Gaylord Nelson was, but you can't go across the street without bumping into someone who recognizes the term Earth Day, which just happens to be today, April 22nd. So give Senator Nelson his due. He was the fellow that had Earth Day passed into law. Responding to widespread environmental degradation, Gaylord Nelson, a United States Senator from Wisconsin, called for an environmental teach-in, or Earth Day, to be held on April 22nd, 1970. According to Tim Brown, over 20 million people participated that year, and Earth Day is now observed each year on April 22nd by more than 500 million people and national governments in over 175 different countries. Earth Day was conceived by Nelson after a trip he took to Santa Barbara right after an horrific oil spill off the California coast in 1969. Union Oil's Platform A, 6 miles off the California coast, had a blowout. Over a 10-day period, an estimated 80,000 to 100,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into the channel and onto the beaches of Santa Barbara County in Southern California, fouling the coastline in all four of the Northern Channel Islands. Senator Nelson was so outraged by what he saw, the oil-slicked beach, the dead gulls, and the Pacific blackened almost to the horizon, that he went back to Washington and passed a bill designating April 22nd as a national day to celebrate the Earth. Many conservative critics argue that April 22nd is an especially inappropriate date because it happens to be the birth date of Vladimir Lenin. However, as Senator Galen Nelson has pointed out, the world's first environmentalist was also born on April 22nd, St. Francis of Assisi. It is also the birthday of Julius Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, a national tree planting holiday started in 1872. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you a happy Earth Day.
And this is DJ Frederick. In addition to my show here, the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, I'm also broadcasting on shortwave in Europe on Channel 292, which is 6070 kilohertz. The show is called Free Radio Skybird. And you can find out more on the internet at www.channel292.de. This is one of the tunes that I played on Free Radio Skybird recently. Jimmy Smith from his LP Live at the Club Baby Grand, Volume 1. This was recorded on August 4th, 1956. Great tune. Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to say thank you for listening. We're always exploring the dusty side of music from the past century of recorded sound. Well, it's 2016, and we're kicking radio old school. Nope, not like it's 1999. Like it's more like it's 1976. Or even before the underground era. Keeping your radio free. Thanks for listening. Thrift Shop is brought to you by today's definition of the day, fear. Fear equals false evidence appearing real. Don't panic.